Amazon is removing the Prime paywall for the broadcast in a move that the company says could draw 12 million viewers. Join us now, Gary Vaynerchuk, CEO of VaynerMedia. We were talking earlier. I mean, the Lions are 8-2. This is like the best Thanksgiving, I think, we've ever had for sports.
Well, I'm a Jets fan.
I mentioned that, too. Wasn't Geno the quarterback for the Jets for a while?
Yes, the Jets.
Now he's leading the Seahawks to the Super Bowl, and you've got.
It's gloomy outside, and it's gloomy for Jet fans again.
That's the black turtleneck.
That's right. This is not for Black Friday. This is for my football season.
And you, well, are we going to talk? We're not here to talk about the Jets necessarily. But do you think Zach's coming back ever?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure at this point.
I am not sure.
How did all this come about? I mean, and what does it finally look like for the NFL? How much content?
Yeah.
We're ready to almost televise every game, I think, aren't we?
Well, I think for this, what's really interesting about this Black Friday game on Amazon, especially for the people that watch this show, is when you think about the Super Bowl commercials, in my opinion, in advertising, is the best ad in the world. Even though it's $8 million, you're getting 130 million Americans to actually watch. Most people don't watch other commercials on TV outside of it. The Black Friday game, especially now that they've moved the paywall away, what's interesting about an Amazon commercial that's different than a commercial on television is the retarget capability of the people that watch it. So this ad on Prime, on Amazon, has the potential to change the marketing landscape, because the brands that are smart enough to run QR codes during this, because remember, it's Black Friday. Mm-hmm. So everyone's in that mindset to buy. Now you're watching football, and these ads are going to run. There's going to be a lot of call to action and deals, different than Super Bowl that's trying to make you laugh and build brand. I think there's a sales capability. When I think about what Gillette and Bose are doing with us, my advertising for VaynerMedia, the fact that we can retarget the people on Amazon that saw the ad, the capabilities that these tech companies, like, this is where what's so important about this moment is I think it's the watershed moment that takes us into the next frontier of television.
But wait a second, when you say retarget and yes, you have us, that means we click on it and now you've got my information. And
you watched the game.
It's amazing.
Nope. It's much more mundane than that. You watched the game. I know you watched the game. I know you saw our Bose headset or our Gillette razor. Now you're in Amazon's ecosystem. I'm only going to run those ads against you because you watched the game versus him. He didn't watch the game. So I have a higher propensity to convert you.
And you as the advertiser, or you as the brand, gets that information. Amazon shares through? Or
you get the ability to do it on the platform.
Okay.
It's not like you, Sally, now I have, and I can come over and hang out.
I was going to say, because that's not the smartest thing, because then they're going to lose the relationship for next year.
But my ability to spend money on Amazon against people that watch the game is a capability now that I bought that ad. And think about the time of year. Super Bowl is in early February. Q1, I don't have to tell anybody watching, there's a very different market than Q4.
So is it really getting to the point where, you know, I forget who it was that said it, you know, advertising works, I just don't know, you know, I know half
50%.
Of it works, I just don't know which 50%. Now you know which 50% works?
It's not that you know what 50% works, you're mitigating the risk. It's why social media works. Social media ads, you're mitigating the risk of running up $100,000, $500,000, million-dollar commercial, hoping it works.
Right.
That's amazing. So this really could, and we know about Super Bowl ads, and now there's going to be Black Friday. This is going to be something we do again and again.
Now you got it. Like, I think, we'll see, and it's early, but just how big Amazon actually is.
Sorry.
Love you.
I love you, too. Thanks for the wine tip.
Attention is the number one asset.